Last July, Kirk Kerr was collecting sample sediment cores from a lake bed in southeastern Greenland when his science team witnessed a dramatic event.
We landed and suddenly you could feel that the ground was starting to shake.
The research director of the Natural History Museum of Denmark at the University of Copenhagen is co-author of the new study about the Greenland ice sheet.
And, you know, we turned around, you know, and we could see, oh, there's a calving event. Two huge icebergs that are 700 meters deep that are coming out of the, that has been released from the glacier and that is turning around. And you know, you can actually pick up the signal, you know, from seismic station due to these shaking of the earth all the way down to Japan.
Ice sheets like those in Greenland and Antarctica are constantly in motion. Calving at the ocean's edge is part of that natural cycle as the ice mass flows downhill under its own weight, moving through ice streams, glaciers, and ice shelves. The sheet remains stable as long as it accumulates the same mass of snow that it loses at sea. For their study, published online in the journal Nature Climate Change, the scientists collected surface elevation from the entire ice sheet using satellite data. While they knew that the southeast and northwest were already losing mass at accelerated rates, Kerr says they hadn't expected to see sustained loss in northeastern Greenland, which was considered stable.
So it's a new area that has started to react to a warmer climate, and it's warming in the sense that it's a warmer summer temperatures and warmer ocean temperatures.
Reduced sea ice, where the glacier meets the warmer ocean, allows icebergs to break off from the edge of the shelf. That causes the ice stream to accelerate toward the sea. The northeastern ice stream drains almost 16% of Greenland. Kerr says their findings will affect the models of future sea level rise.
Of course, it's a concern. And there you can say that if you have an area in Greenland, like the northeastern sector, that has been considered stable, but not contributing to any significant sea level rise, it's somewhat of a bigger surprise, you could say.
He adds that scientists will look back at the history of the ice sheet to put more recent observation in perspective.
But my feeling is that we will see that the mass loss that we have seen over the last 10 years is something that is out of the ordinary.
Kerr says the new data will improve predictions of changes in a warmer world. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.